Freddie Quinn looked a lot more confident today, very in charge when he's in there.
Yeah, I thought all three quarterbacks did a lot of good things. You know, we had the one interception there with Tim early and once he got in there, but other than that, I thought that they moved the ball, all of them did, threw the ball well, made good reads, stood in there. They were blitzing us, you know, a little bit more than what they normally do, and guys kind of handled it the way we would hope they would.
Eric Decker, 10 catches. I mean, you talk about reliable. He showed it tonight.
Yeah, he did. You know, I think, you know, we feel strongly about the guys that we have at receiver. You know, we still have not put our full receiving group out there in a preseason game. But, you know, Decker showed up tonight. Willis showed up huge again. But it hadn't surprised us that they played like that because we've seen it in camp.
How difficult a decision is that going to be at wide receiver? We've got a lot of guys and not a ton of spots.
Might be more spots than you think. You know, that's just the way we're going to keep the best players on the team, and if that means we go heavy at receiver or corner or, you know, somewhere else because we feel like we have better depth there, then that's the decisions that we'll make. Certainly we're not going to go too light at any spot to put our team in jeopardy, but you know, we feel like we've got a lot of guys at that position that can help us.
And, go ahead. What did you see out of Clady and his limited action?
I'm glad we got him in there, you know, because, you know, there's certainly, when you haven't played in a little while, there's always those first few plays that seem like the speed of the game is a little quicker than you remembered it. But I thought he did fine. I'm really glad we got that part out of the way for him, and I look forward to getting ready for Jacksonville.
Alfonso Smith had his best game of the preseason. He was pretty impressive.
Yeah, I didn't see what happened on the touchdown, the last touchdown. I think he got tangled there a little bit. But, yeah, he was aggressive. You know, he had the interception there that he took back to the six or whatever it was and made some tackles too. And, you know, we feel like we got good corners, and they're competitive. We got a lot of young guys that are still learning how to play in this league, and he's one of them, and he did a nice job, you know, most of the night tonight.
Coach, as frustrating as the first half was, you have to be pleased the way your team rallied in the second half.
Yeah.
Some composure there.
Yeah, I think so. We talked to him at halftime about just settling down. You know, it wasn't that we couldn't move the ball. It wasn't that we couldn't stop him on defense. We were just struggling to kind of, you know, stay on the field and not get in front of ourselves. And we were kind of tripping our own selves up there in the first half. But, you know, a lot of those guys, and give them credit too. I mean, from the second quarter on, pretty much everybody on offense and defense was playing on the special teams units also. And they played three quarters straight without coming out, and there's nobody to come in for them. And they did a good job.
Tim Tebow played well. The numbers were well, but a couple of turnovers. I know that probably didn't make you too happy.
No, I mean, you know, the turnovers in this league will kill you. We know that, and I think he does too. You know, I don't know what happened on the first one. Looked like the guy got a good jump on the silent cadence there, and then the interception was, you know, we got to do a better job of communicating the receiver and the quarterback weren't on the same page. But, you know, I thought he rallied too, you know, and really did a nice job after that of moving the football down the field and putting us in the end zone a couple times there. And, you know, we got to eliminate the mistakes.
Why not no Sean tonight?
Not quite ready.
Is that your call?
Yeah, we talked about it, and it was good to get him out there and get going. And same thing with practice. But we feel like he's close, and every day is a better day for us. And just, you know, at that point, you know, if we're not ready to go, then I think the best thing for us to do is not take the risk.
A little bit different at pass rush, given Jason Hunter.
Yeah.
Look, is that a still open position, not settled?
Yeah, I think we're going to, you know, we'll settle on somebody here, you know, after the next couple days. I think we're going to look at this. There was some battles taking place tonight. Outside linebacker, receiver, corner, you know, up front. We moved some guys around offensively. So a lot of things still to be determined. We'll watch the film and have a better gauge on that.
Updates. Josh Gordon completed a real good preseason. I mean, every game.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, again, I think he showed our confidence in him by coming out there and playing very consistently. You know, he has good command of what we're doing, and he showed it again tonight and really stood in there in the face of a couple rushes, made a couple nice throws there, got us in the end zone, and made a short night out of it. But, you know, we have a lot of confidence and faith in Kyle.
Thank you, guys.
Are you going to last one, Mike? You're going to keep locker room? Did I say you're going to keep three
quarterbacks? You can say whatever you want.